Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Okay, are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and just... Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting on the November elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Would that be almost certain, probably 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I'm probably certain I'll be voting this year.
Would that be probably or almost certain?
I am going to vote, so yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, in what year were you born?
2002.
Okay, 2002. Okay, now are you anyone in the house of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Would that be yes, you or someone in the household, or both?
Both.
Okay. All right, and thinking about, you know, voting in November election, would you say that you are personally not too motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, or extremely motivated to vote?
Probably, not excited, but, you know, I feel like it's my moral decision to, you know, vote.
Okay, so be somewhat motivated or very, just very motivated?
Somewhat motivated.
Okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
I couldn't particularly say right now.
Okay, all right. All right, okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I like to rate your feelings towards, you know, each one is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, just let me know, okay? The first one will be Anna Hernandez. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I haven't heard about them, so nothing.
Okay. Okay, I haven't heard. Okay, what about Marcelino Quiñones?
Nope.
Carlos Galindo Alvara.
Doesn't ring any bells, no.
No, okay. Katie Hoss.
Unfavorable.
Would that be very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, and Kay Gallego.
Nope.
Not ever heard. Okay. All right, thank you. All right, and overall, do you approve or disapprove the job Phoenix City Council is doing? Would you say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay. Somewhat approved, right? Approved somewhat. Okay. All right. And now thinking about the election in November, if, you know, election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Well, me personally, I'm going to go with RFK, but if there's no one else, I'd go with Trump.
Oh, Trump. Okay. So if if them two were running, right, like, you know, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, you would go with Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Michael Nowakowski, Emilio Avila, Martin Bridgman, Marcelino Quiñones, and Anna Hernandez, for whom would you vote for?
I couldn't really say if I don't know them. And I don't know any of their policies or you know, what they stand on,
okay.
So I can't really say.
Okay, no problem. Okay, well, if, you know, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean, you know, tours at this time, would that be Michael Nowakowski, Emilio Avila, Martin Bridgman, Marcelino Quinones, or Ana Hernandez?
What was the second candidate?
Emilio Avila.
And then what about the third?
Martin Bridgman.
I'm going to go with the second one.
Emilio Avila, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. Would that be street and road maintenance, jobs and economic development, homelessness, water quality and supply, racial equity, public transportation, crime, housing costs, or climate change and excessive heat?
Those are all really excruciating, crucial topics. It's hard to decide. Economics.
Economic, okay. Job and economic development, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and now let me read you a series of statements about Ana Hernandez, okay? For each one, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Ana Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. Okay, Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Ana will work for economic fairness, job, you know, that pays a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing, in your opinion?
That's a lot of convincing.
Very convincing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hernandez believes, you know, in a women's right to choose, and she will stand up for lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix. Very convincing, somewhat, a little, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay, Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state, you know, the state senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down and, you know, for Phoenix families. Very convincing, somewhat a little, or not at all convincing?
That is very convincing, so yeah.
Okay, Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police, you know, while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime. Very convincing, somewhat a little, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. Okay, now let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quinones. Okay, for each one, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quinones for Phoenix City Council. Okay, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. Would that say very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay. The local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local businesses community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. Convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Would that be very or just somewhat?
Very.
Very. Okay, Marcelino has been a champion of, you know, first-time home buyers programs in the state senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. And he will work with community groups to get unhoused people, you know, off the street and into housing programs. Very convincing, somewhat a little, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay, Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Lavin. Would that be very convincing, somewhat a little, or not all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay. All right, so we almost finished with this survey. Okay. I only have a few more minutes to go. I really thank you and appreciate your help. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Marcelino Quiñones and Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote? Would that be Marcelino Quiñones or Ana Hernandez or maybe someone else?
I'd have to go with Ana Hernandez just because more police training and, you know, more like situational awareness.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. And finally, I would like just to ask you a few questions for a statistical purpose. Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I like to go 50-50, so I think of myself as something else.
Maybe independent?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and do you think yourself as closer to the Democratic or to the Republican Party?
Close to Democrat or Republican? Both sides have really good views politically. It's just that, some of them, don't take it well. So that's why I said I'm 50-50 on both. So I'm kind of doing my own kind of thing. So. Yeah, so I
wouldn't be closer to any of them, right?
Not really.
Okay, no problem. All right, so now thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay. All right, and then what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last school year? 2020.
Well, what was the
that would be
did
high
you get
school.
A high school graduate or some college, including community college, 2 year degree or some college coursework or just high
that school? Would be a high school diploma.
Okay, high school diploma. All right, and do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I'm living with family right now.
Okay, family. All right, and then finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Michael.
All right, Michael, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help, sir.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.